Chapter 1.
Isn't this the day Kenji Shima is supposed to come and see us?
Yes, it is. I wonder how long he's going to stay.
Didn't he say?
He hasn't written us anything. It was his mother who wrote us.
That's right. You said you two went to school together.
Yes. So many years ago, too.
What's he coming to the U.S. for?
To go to college in the East somewhere.
Is he flying in? Shouldn't we go to the airport to meet him?
No. He's with some kind of tour. That's all I know.
You sure know a lot about this boy.
The boy's mother and I weren't too close in school. We've been exchanging Christmas cards over the years. That's all.
No wonder you've never said much about her. Well, if you don't owe her anything, I guess we don't have to be too nice to him.
I'll fix some Japanese food for him.
Yes, you do that, Mother. Dad will like that.
And if he's staying overnight, he'll have to sleep on the living room couch.
I hope he won't live with us the rest of the summer.
Frank is not going to like it if he does. If he's staying any longer than one night, we'll have to find him a room at the Y.
Do you know what time he's coming?
At noon.
How do you know?
The letter from his mother said so.
But you got that letter a month ago.
Yes, but Kenji's mother said that he's that kind of a boy. He plans way ahead and does exactly as he says.
Very interesting. Now I'm anxious to meet him.
Chapter 2.
There he is. He's right on time.
Answer the door, will you?
Okay, Mother. Oh, hello.
Hello, I'm Kenji Shima. Is this the residence of Mr. Saito?
This is not much of a residence, but this is where the Saitos live. We've been expecting you, Kenji. Won't you come in?
Thank you.
Mother, Kenji's here.
Oh, hello.
How do you do? I'm Kenji Shima. My mother wishes to be remembered to you.
Thank you. When you write to her, please give her my best regards.
Why are you two so formal? You're perspiring all over. Here, take your coat off. Let me have your coat and suitcase. I'll put them in my room. Don't just stand there. Sit down on the sofa and take the load off your feet. You must be tired from traveling around.
Yes, I am.
Is there anything you'd like to do, especially?
I'd like to take a cold shower, if I may.
Of course. Why didn't I think of that? Come with me. The bathroom is at the end of the hallway over there. Use a small yellow rag for washing and a big towel for drying. See you later.
Chapter 3.
When do you have to be at school?
School begins on September 19th, so I ought to be there by the 10th or 11th of September.
How are you going?
I've been corresponding with a pen pal in Maryland. His name is Joe Summers. Before I left Japan, he wrote saying that he'd be driving around in the West during the summer.
Do you have his schedule?
No.
Barbara, aren't you prying into his private affairs too much?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kenji. I didn't mean to.
Well, don't be sorry. I was going to bring up the whole thing anyway and ask for your help. I must contact him somehow, so I can get a ride to the East.
Say, this is important. Don't you have any idea where he is right now?
He said that he'd be at Grand Canyon on August 25th.
That's 2 days away. But Kenji, do you know how big Grand Canyon is?
I looked at it on a map.
Your friend should have been more specific. There are some villages and lodges for tourists inside the Grand Canyon National Park, but looking for a man there is like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Hopeless, isn't it?
Well, I exaggerated a little bit. Anyway, you want to go there then?
That's what I plan to do.
Yes, I'm sure you'll do what you've planned.
Pardon?
Oh, nothing. Are you going to rent a car and drive?
I can't drive.
In that case, you can fly.
I plan to go by bus and save money.
Yes, I think you can make it in time. The rates are reasonable, and you can see America better that way.
How long will it take, though?
I don't know exactly how long, but offhand, I'd say 2 days and a night.
Chapter 4.
I've been traveling between cities on the coast by bus, but I've never been on a long-distance bus ride. I have no idea what it's like.
Neither have I. From what I've heard, though, it's not going to be too bad if it's just an overnight trip. Anyway, let's get out a big road map and see. Here we are, Culver City. The bus leaves Los Angeles, and it'll take you all the way to Las Vegas, way over here in Nevada. You'll probably change there to another bus, which will take you to Grand Canyon. Look, all of this is the Grand Canyon National Park. From one end of it to the other, the distance is about 280 miles.
Do you mean to say that that's all one canyon?
That's right, Kenji.
Maybe I ought to give up the idea.
Wait. See this tiny spot here? It says Grand Canyon, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. What is it supposed to mean?
I believe that's the bus stop, and I'll bet there's a lodge there. We'll go to the bus depot later, get a better map, and mark out the exact routes. In any case, we'll have to go downtown Los Angeles for that.
You keep saying we.
Yes, you and me.
That's very kind of you.
When do you want to leave?
Whenever the bus leaves.
Of course, how stupid of me. I'll call up the Greyhound Bus Company and find out. The Las Vegas bus leaves Los Angeles at 11:55 tonight. Is that all right with you?
Yes, that's just perfect.
What would you like to do in the meantime?
I'd like to take a nap.
That's a good idea. The trouble is, we've got no extra bedroom. You can lie down here on the sofa, but you'd be too close to the phone. Wait a minute. You can lie down on my bed, if you like, and close the door, and then you won't hear a thing. It's the quietest room in the house. Dad will be home for supper. He'll want to meet you. I'll be going out, but I'll be back in a couple of hours.
Thanks.
You're welcome. If you want anything, you know where the kitchen is. See you later.
Chapter 5.
I want to talk to you, Mother.
Yes, Barb.
After Kenji wakes up, I'll probably take him to downtown L.A.
All right. Is he catching a bus there?
He'll catch one later tonight. I want him to go with me to the bus depot to get tickets. Then I want him to see the UCLA campus.
Will you be home for dinner?
I expect to.
How about Frank? He'll call, won't he?
Oh, that's right. I'd better phone him before we go out and tell him not to come tonight.
He'll want to know why.
I'll tell him I'm tied up.
Barbara, you seem to be going out of your way to be helpful to Kenji. Since he's my friend's son, I appreciate it. But you don't have to do it, you know. Frank is more important to you, isn't he?
He's not as important to me as you seem to think he is, Mother. This is as good an opportunity as any, so I might as well tell you. Mother, I see a lot of Frank, but I am not in love with him. We go out on dates once a week, and that's all. The Japanese community is conservative, and when people see the same couple together a few times, they think the couple are engaged. But Frank and I are just friends.
That may be what you think, but I believe Frank wants to marry you.
What he thinks is up to him. It's a free country.
He knows you don't go out with any other fellow.
I might go out if the right guy asked me. I'm busy studying. Besides, I have only one evening free each week, and Frank usually takes it. Oh, what am I doing here? I didn't come in to argue with you, but I've changed my mind.
What do you mean?
I'm going out now to get Kenji's bus tickets, buy lots of groceries for him to eat on the bus, and take him out to dinner, and see him off.
Barbara, are you crazy?
I don't know. Maybe.
Did Kenji give you the money?
Nope.
Chapter 6. Frank Yoshida speaking.
Hi, Frank. This is Barbara.
Oh, hi, honey.
Listen, Frank, I'm sorry, but I'm tied up tonight.
Something important?
Mother's friend's son from Japan blew in, and I have to take care of him.
A young boy?
He's on his way to college in the East, but he's already graduated from college in Japan, too.
Well, then he's about our age. Why do you have to take care of him?
Look, Frank, he's our guest, and how we entertain him shouldn't concern you.
If your whole family is entertaining him, it's okay. But if you're going to spend the evening with him, it does concern me.
I'll be honest with you, Frank. I'm taking him out to downtown L.A., to the university, and then having dinner with him. I'll be with him until the bus leaves.
Let me join you.
No, Frank.
How can you say no to me?
I don't see why not.
What's wrong with my chauffeuring for you and your mother's friend, son from Japan? I'll even treat him to dinner. Let's make it a threesome, Bob.
I'll make up for today tomorrow. So let me alone this time, will you? I want to talk with this man.
What has he got to say to you, or you to him? You just met him today, didn't you?
Look, Frank, you're always kind and understanding. I can't argue with you like this over the phone just now. I'll see you tomorrow, for sure. So let me alone today, will you?
All right, honey, but remember you called off a date with me to be with another fella. It hurts like hell.
No threat, Frank. Be a good boy.
All right, just this time.
Goodbye, Frank.
Chapter 7.
Oh, you're back.
Is he still sleeping?
I guess so. I haven't heard a thing since you left. What are you trying to do?
I'm making a salad at the moment.
Is that for dinner?
No, Mother. I told you we're eating out. This is for Kenji to eat on the bus.
What has come over you, Barbara? I've never seen you hustle like this for anybody. When you're with Frank, you don't act half as lively.
I can't explain this feeling very well, Mother. Something happened to me the moment he walked in the house.
What is that supposed to mean? Love at first sight? You don't know a thing about him. For all you and I know, he may be a student radical running away from Japanese police.
A radical Japanese student won't see Kaven in this country. That kind of student would be anti-American.
Then he may be a good-for-nothing student hobo.
How can you say such a thing about your friend's son?
I'm just thinking about all kinds of possibilities. We can't take any chances, Barbara. Frank is safe. We've known him and his family for a long time. His father owns a big nursery, which Frank will take over someday. You're the envy of all the girls in town.
My father has practically given his whole life as a gardener working for his father. Frank thinks his family supports us, and I don't like it.
They have given us a good living, Barbara.
You don't understand, Mother. If Frank were starting from the beginning, yes, from the ground up, I might consider joining forces with him by marrying him, if we found out that we loved each other. But I cannot stomach this idea of his, that just because his father owns a big nursery and my father works there, I must do whatever he wants me to do. Sure, Frank is safe. Yes, I even liked him once. But, and it's a big but in capital letters, I don't love him.
You say you liked Frank once, but you don't love him in big capital letters. I don't understand you.
Chapter 8.
I'd better not pack too much food. It may get stale. He can eat at bus stop restaurants when he runs out of food. I'll mark each package so he will eat them in the right order.
You're acting like a mother whose son is going to spend the night away from home.
I really don't care what you think, Mother. I'd appreciate it if you'd help me instead of criticizing me.
What do you want me to do?
There's hot water on the stove. Make coffee in the pitcher and pour it into this thermos bottle, will you?
Cream and sugar?
Pack powdered cream and sugar cubes separately. Tie a couple of paper spoons to this paper cup. Thanks. Dad?
Yes, Barbara?
I've got something to tell you.
Yes, what is it?
You remember our talking about Mother's friend's son coming to see us?
Yes, I remember.
Well, he came. He's here. And I'm taking him to the bus depot.
Oh, okay.
I'm also taking him to dinner.
That's okay, too.
Well, the thing is, I've called off my date with Frank on account of this.
Oh? What did he say?
He's mad at me.
I imagine he would be.
Mom's unhappy about it, too.
Well, let her be.
Thanks, Dad.
What's this young fellow's name?
Kenji.
Good guy?
Yes. Very charming, Dad. Bye.
Chapter 9.
Sorry to disturb you, but it's getting late.
What time is it?
It's 3:30. I must change, and I need this room. Will you go back to the living room?
Certainly.
Thanks. Oh, just to make you feel better, I've got your bus tickets.
Really? How much do I owe you?
We'll talk about that later. After I take a shower and get dressed to go out, I'm going to call up Grand Canyon to see if I can locate your friend.
Can you locate a person by telephone? You said the park is a huge place.
We'll see. Anyway, sit in the living room and wait for me.
All right, I'll do that.
I won't be long. What's the matter? Haven't you ever seen a woman before?
You look so...
So what, Kenji?
Beautiful.
Well, thanks. Now let's locate your friend.
How?
The most likely place he will be meeting you on August 25th will be the lodge at the spot we talked about. If he did not mention any other place, that's got to be it. When I was at the bus depot, I checked, and all the sightseeing buses to Grand Canyon stop there. Now, what was his name again?
Joe Summers.
All right. That's all we need. Watch this.
Chapter 10.
Operator.
I want to place a person-to-person call to Mr. Joe Summers at the lodge at Grand Canyon, Arizona.
Do you have the number?
No, I don't. Will you give me the phone number of the lodge at the village of Grand Canyon National Park?
One moment, please. It's Grand Canyon 6, madam.
Thanks.
Do you want me to put that call through?
Yes, please.
Grand Canyon Lodge.
Do you have a Mr. Joe Summers registered at your lodge?
One moment, please. I'm sorry, we have no one by that name registered.
Well, thanks. I'll try later. Your friend is not registered at the lodge, Kenji.
Today is not the day he said he'd be there.
You're right. So don't worry. I'm sure he'll meet you there on the 25th.
He'd better.
Well, shall we go out?
Yes, but I want to say goodbye to your mother.
Oh, she's out.
I haven't met your father yet.
It's all right. I told him that you'd be leaving without seeing him.
If the bus is leaving late at night, we do have time to see him, don't we?
I'd rather not take you where he works. I'd rather show you more interesting places. Will that suit you?
All right.
Chapter 11.
Say, Kenji, I'm just curious. What made you drop in on us?
The name Culver City stuck in my mind ever since I read about it.
Where did you read about it?
5 or 6 years ago, didn't the Japanese athletes stay in Culver City on their way to Mexico City?
Yes, they did, and we took care of them.
There's a radio program called English Conversation. The teacher who conducted the lessons talked about Culver City, too.
Oh, I see. There's something else I want to know about you. This idea of yours, meeting a pen pal at Grand Canyon and driving to the east together, is it an original idea?
I can't fool you, can I? That idea also comes from the same radio teacher. In his case, he landed in San Francisco, and he met his brother's friend and wife at Yellowstone Park, and drove together to New York.
He was lucky.
You don't think I'll be that lucky?
I hope you'll be lucky, but I don't want you to count on it too much. If you don't see him at Grand Canyon, what are you going to do?
I haven't thought that far.
Well, of course, you can always find a way, I suppose. Whoops, red light. We turn to the right here.
Chapter 12.
Let's sit down on the grass here.
Yes, let's.
What do you think of our school?
Big, but beautifully kept.
It's too bad that all the buildings are closed, except the library.
I'm glad the library was open. I've never seen such a beautiful library.
Kenji, you haven't smoked since we met. You can smoke here if you like. Don't mind me.
I don't smoke.
Really? Unusual for a Japanese man. Every Japanese man I've met smokes. Do you drink?
No, I don't drink either.
What do you enjoy doing?
You'll laugh if I tell you.
No, I won't.
Well, I don't have any hobbies as such. I don't dance. I don't ski. I don't play any musical instrument. I don't paint. I read a lot, but I can't call that a hobby because that's now part of my life.
I thought you were just out of college.
It's true that I finished college last March, but I'm 5 years older than most people I went to college with.
Gee, I didn't know that. And yet, you said you're on your way to a school in the East. Are you going to go through the grind again for 4 more years?
I'm entering a graduate school, and how long it will take to complete my work there is anybody's guess.
What's your specialty?
Comparative religions and philosophy of religion.
Wow.
Now, let me explain quickly. I'm interested in religions, but not in any one particular religion. That is to say, I'm not a religious person, and I'm not pursuing a career in religion, although I'm heading for a theological seminary.
You've lost me there.
The school I'm entering teaches the most conservative Protestant theology.
They expect you to become a minister, don't they?
I wrote to the school saying I was not a Christian, and I had no intention of becoming one, let alone becoming a minister.
Then what's your reason for going there?
As I said in my letter to the school, I wanted to expose myself to the kind of thinking they hold and to test myself.
And they accepted you?
On a tentative basis. I'm also supposed to give some talks on Shintoism and Buddhism in their Department of Missions, if they find my English adequate.
Oh, they will. But this is extremely fascinating. I hope they'll pay you for that.
Yes, they have waived my tuition and are giving me a room free.
That's wonderful. But what is your ultimate purpose? In other words, what are you digging for?
You sure ask hard questions, but if I can't answer your questions, it's no use going to a fundamentalist seminary.
I'm not a fundamentalist, Kenji. For your information, I'm a Methodist.
Oh, are you? Well, to answer the question you just asked, there are several tension areas in the religious world, points of contact between two or more religious systems, which are mutually incompatible.
Such as the Middle East, where the Mohammedan Arabs and Jewish Israel confront each other?
Right. Or Northern Ireland, where the Catholics and Protestants are locked in a bloody struggle.
Wasn't the truce in the Middle East good?
Yes. But it was a temporary truce, arrived at politically. The Arabs didn't and still don't accept the Jewish religion, and the Jews didn't and still don't accept Islam. They can't. There is permanency in their religious differences.
Why is that?
Because all Western religions are supernatural concepts. That is to say, superhuman concepts.
If the religions of the world are supernatural, superhuman concepts, and mutually incompatible, what is there for mortals to do about them?
First, we must know them well. I, for one, want to know what makes a Jew, and not an Arab. I must also find out what sets the Catholics against the Protestants, and vice versa.
After you find out what you're looking for, what then?
I'm not trying to play a Kissinger in the troubled waters of the religious world, but I'm going to suggest that human concepts of the Eastern School of Philosophy of Religion may contribute to social and personal peace more readily than the dynamic supernatural concepts of the West. I'm counting on the assumption that even the superhuman and supernatural concepts of the Western religions are human concepts. Concepts, as you know, is a philosophical term.
What you're saying is beginning to border on heresy from the Christian standpoint, but I'd like to hear more about it.
It's only 6 o'clock. We've got all evening.
Chapter 13.
I enjoy talking with you, Kenji.
Do you?
As I said earlier, I'm a Methodist. From childhood, I have believed everything they taught me, as far as Christianity is concerned, never questioning anything. In college, I'm majoring in history.
History is a thrilling subject. I like it.
I studied Japanese history.
The trouble with Japanese history is that there are too many things we don't know about it.
Well, it's such a long history that you're bound to have some blind spots.
If what you call blind spots merely dotted the ancient periods, we wouldn't mind them too much. What frustrates us is the fact that we are not told what really took place in the last 100 years.
Well, Kenji, you're still young. As I listen to you, I have the feeling that you represent the rising intellectual generation of Japan, which is full of mental energy, bent on finding the truth. It's very refreshing.
I'm glad you feel that way about us.
Another thing that amazes me about you is your command of English. I've met quite a few Japanese people in the last 10 years, most of them students, but few of them could carry on normal conversation, let alone a dialogue in philosophy. Where did you learn to handle English so well?
We have a group of university men in Tokyo, all active in different fields. We meet once a week to talk things over, and all during the week we are in touch with each other by telephone. Our only means of communication is English.
That's really something. I'm taking Spanish, but I can't imagine myself communicating with my friends in that language. What do you call your group?
Universal Associates.
That's wonderful. But why men only?
When we formed the group, we decided not to have women as members. The idea was to prevent any two of us from falling in love.
That's the strangest rule I've ever heard. Haven't you ever been in love?
Well, I have. Or rather, I thought I was.
I know this is a very personal question, but what happened?
My girlfriend's family wanted us to get married in a hurry and have children, but somehow I couldn't bring myself to agree to that. At that time, I was too green. I felt that I had so much to learn yet. I hadn't seen the world. I wanted to see how the rest of the human race lived, worked, and played. I wanted to talk with people of other countries. I grew restless, so I broke off the engagement. I quit my job.
What was your job?
I was working at a big hotel in Tokyo during the day to earn money to go to school at night.
What sort of school did you go to?
An English school. It's a unique school.
How do you mean?
They use English to teach English.
That's not funny. Our Spanish teacher teaches Spanish in Spanish. When they teach English to new Americans, they use nothing but English. If you don't use English in teaching English, what do you use?
In 99% of the schools in Japan, English is explained in Japanese by teachers who don't speak English.
No wonder the Japanese students at UCLA are having such a hard time speaking English. Well, let's let that go for a moment. Tell me about your family.
We have a farm some distance north of Tokyo. My dad and brothers are raising pigs and chickens there. When I broke up my engagement with the girl and decided to travel abroad, everybody got so disgusted with me that I was practically disowned. They said they could forgive me if I was 22 or even 25, but not when I was 28.
Sorry to interrupt, but here's a good restaurant. Shall we go in?
Chapter 14.
Seafood is their specialty here. And please remember, the dinner's on me.
Thank you. This is the first time I've been treated to dinner by a lady.
There's always a first time for everything. Here comes the waiter. I'll have a shrimp cocktail and a half lobster chilled.
A shrimp cocktail and a half lobster chilled for the lady. As for me, give me some chilled consommé and fried prawn.
Anything to drink before the meal, sir?
I don't believe so, but how about you?
No thanks. I'm driving. Now let's continue our conversation. The more I hear about you, the more interested I seem to get.
You're interesting, too.
Oh? What's interesting about me?
When you talk, you say something.
Is that a compliment?
It certainly is. In the 28 years of my life, I don't believe I have ever really talked with an adult woman.
That strikes me as a bit odd. You went to a co-educational college, didn't you?
There must have been intelligent women students there, and even some women faculty members to talk with.
Perhaps I was, and am still prejudiced toward women.
How?
When you talk with a woman, you look at her, too.
That's not prejudice. You're supposed to look at the person you are talking to.
My point is that a good mind does not usually reside behind a good-looking face in a woman.
Now I see what you mean. You know, you're just as bad as most American boys.
Well, in reality, if a good mind and a good-looking face don't go together, I prefer a good mind any time. But if a girl has both, it helps the matter a great deal. And you do have both.
My, I never knew Japanese men could flatter women.
I wasn't flattering you.
Oh, here comes the food. The walk has made me hungry. How about you?
Me too.
Do you miss Japanese food?
Funny thing, I don't.